Unique.
Working.
Passion.
Historical.
Tough.
Natural.
Welcoming.
Pride.
Resilient.
Tradition.
Integrity.
Potential.
Comeback kids.
Those are the voices of young, passionate residents in the often forgotten western Pennsylvanian town of Johnstown.
Mom's parents and with my dad's dad working in the steel mills, it kind of instilled a hard work trait in me. I saw how torn they were once everything shut down, and that kind of motivates my generation to either bring something back or just to achieve something that the people before us couldn't achieve.
The region is very close-knit. People are always willing to help others around them.
So we're tough. 3 floods and still running, you know?
Those stories are a part of our history, a part of who we are, a part of where we come from.
In the wake of economic downturn and other struggles, it's understandable that people might long for the past. But when that wistfulness turns into distrust of the present and reluctance towards the future, it breeds a deep negativity that can unfairly influence generations.
I definitely feel like the positive voice is not the loudest voice.
I would say Johnstown is what it is because people don't see the potential it has.
A lot of people and a lot of media have said that it's a dead town, it's a dead city. There is so much happening here that negates all of those comments.
Silenced in the midst of all this negativity are young people who are beginning to see the region through their own eyes. Now, they are eager to spread positivity about the place they call home.
As a child growing up, it was such a great place to be, a great neighborhood to live in, and you made so many different memories, and you got to learn to connect with your neighbors.
Coming from this area, I think that honestly, it's made me thrive.
Being in the mountains, being in nature, adds this rustic country vibe to it. That's what makes it special.
Whenever I go to larger cities, people don't normally, quote unquote, stop to smell the roses.
If I didn't grow up in this area, I would not be as authentic because growing up in a bigger city, you sometimes get pressured into doing things that you wouldn't have to do here.
They are wanting to play a role in rewriting the story of their beloved hometown.
I love being able to say I'm proud to have grown up here.
Growing up in this region has made me a pretty strong person with a unique personality.
Whenever I go away to other states and I spend any amount of time there, the thing I miss most about my hometown is the hills.
We had the typical booming steel town before, and now we're reinventing ourselves in a different way. That makes it unique. That makes what we believe in that much stronger because we are working towards something.
We're picking up the pieces one by one and we are coming back.
And finally, have their say.
A lot of people say this region is closed-minded, and I feel like if anything, it's challenged me even more to think broader.
Rural America is very nuanced and has a story as well.
It takes 10 times as long to build yourself back than it does to fall apart.
In my eyes, this region just screams potential.
I can make such an impact in my lifetime on this region.
They want to be heard, and when they are, they convey a powerful message.
If I had the attention of the world, I would tell everyone to open their mind, open their ears to new ideas.
Choose to look at the passion rather than the past of what Johnstown used to be.
Rebuilding a city, one person's not going to do it. Building a house, one person's not going to do it. Relationships, camaraderie are definitely major keys.
Young people who are understood for what they mean, heard for what they say, and supported in their efforts for change will be empowered to shape the future of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. This is Adeline Mishler, passing on the positivity.